In 1988, the crime rate in the United States rises 400%. The once great city of New York becomes the one maximum security prison for the entire country. A 50-foot containment wall is erected along the New Jersey shoreline, across the Harlem River, and down along the Brooklyn shoreline. It completely surrounds Manhattan Island. All bridges and waterways are mined. The United States Police Force, like an army, is encamped around the island. There are no guards inside the prison, only prisoners and the worlds they have made. The rules are simple. Once you go in, you don't come out.
Gotham 4, North Bay, Station 17. I have an escape in progress. Object in mid-bay moving toward the wall.
Confirm the kill.
Circle the base, over.
Security, this is Remy. We have confirmation from Gotham 4. We have a kill at Mid-Harbor, south of the battery. Two in the water, dead.
Two confirmed.
Very well. Air traffic, this is Remy. Thank you.
demarcation area. No talking, no smoking. Follow the orange line to the processing area. The next scheduled departure to the prison is in 2 hours. You now have the option to terminate and be cremated on the premises. If you elect this option, notify the duty sergeant in your processing area.
Hold it.
Airspace.
Where is it?
7 miles out and closing.
I've been on the horn for the past 20 minutes. We haven't been able to reach him.
There was a transmission 10 minutes ago. He identified as David 14, and all of a sudden he was cut off.
David 14, acknowledge. David 14, I'm calling Air Rescue. Squawk 7700, contact on 121.5. There's still no reply. Bayonne, I have a mayday in restricted space.
New York, I have.
Who is he?
I don't know.
You've had the code.
There's no David 14 on the computer.
Unlisted.
Unregistered code. We telex Washington. Still waiting for a reply.
I think I got him, sir.
All your imperialist weapons and lies can't save him now. We're going down. We're going to crash.
David 14, acknowledge.
Code's coming in, sir.
America, in the name of the workers and all the oppressed of this imperialist country, have struck a fatal blow to the racist police state.
What better revolutionary example than to let the president perish in the inhuman dungeon of his own imperialist prison? The bosses of the racist...
Unlock the pod. She's bolted the door.
Can't you shoot off the lock?
No, sir. She's pressurized the cabin.
How about lifting the door off of the hinges?
No, sir.
Get me to the pod.
Sir, this is a locating device to trace you if you become separated from the pod. I'm activating it now.
God save me and watch over you all.
Computer simulation. Tracking Air Force One.
He's down!
It's the escape pod. Degrees, 50 yards from impact. I'm going in.
Thank you.
Over the battery. We're moving down. Range sight ahead.
Me, he dies. If you're not in the air in 30 seconds, he dies. If you come back in, he dies. In 20 seconds.
I'm ready to talk.
19. 18.
What do you want?
17. 16.
Let's go. Let's go. Here, Mr. Vice President. This is Bob Hull. We can. If we move in with choppers, they'll kill him. We're lucky if he's not dead already. They don't want anything yet. By the time they figure out what they want, it'll be too late.
Tell them we have to go with your plan now.
We can't wait till tomorrow. If we have to move in and take the island, it's a last resort. It's 8:45. I want permission to try a rescue. Thank you.
He's dangerous, sir.
I know. I'll be okay. I'm not a fool, Plissken.
Call me Snake.
S.D. Plissken, American, Lieutenant, Special Forces Unit, Black Blight. Two Purple Hearts, Leningrad and Siberia. Youngest man to be decorated by the President. He robbed the Federal Reserve Depository. Life sentence, New York Maximum Security Penitentiary. I'm ready to kick your ass out of the world, war hero.
Who are you?
Hauk. Police Commissioner.
Bob Hauk.
Special Forces Unit Texas Thunder. We heard of you too, Plissken.
Why are we talking?
I have a deal for you. You receive full pardon for every criminal action you've committed in the United States. It was an accident. About an hour ago, a small jet went down inside New York City. The president was on board.
President of what?
That's not funny, Plissken. You go in, find the president, bring him out in 24 hours, and you're a free man.
24 hours, huh?
I'm making you an offer.
Bullshit.
Straight, just like I said.
I'll think about it.
No time. Give me an answer.
Get a new president.
We're still at war, Plissken. We need him alive.
I don't give a fuck about your war. Or your president.
Is that your answer?
I'm thinking about it.
Think hard.
Why me?
You flew the Gulfire over Leningrad. You know how to get in quiet. You're all I've got.
I guess I go in one way or the other. Doesn't mean shit to me. Give me the paper.
When you come out?
Before.
I told you I wasn't a fool, Plissken.
Call me Snake.
Some of them have cars. They took old junkers that were left behind, converted them to steam. We think they may also have a gasoline source in there. And power. You know, greenhouses, rigged up generators. Some areas have streetlights. The crazies. They live in the subways. Complete control of the underground. They're night raiders.
Tracer, sends a radio signal for 15 minutes. If you push it, we can track you on radar. It's like Leningrad. But they added something, a safety catch.
Where am I landing?
Top of the World Trade Center, only place you can land. They won't see it, and you can take off from a free fall. On the roof is a service elevator. It's still operational. Use it to infiltrate the prison. Under the power box, it'll activate the elevator down to 50. From there on down, you walk. You can locate the president by his vital signs bracelet on his wrist. Sends off a sync pulse. Use this. Homing device. Shows direction and distance. Strong antitoxin. Stumps bacteria and viral growth for 24 hours.
Take off your jacket.
I'll be all right.
Let's go, Plissken.
I don't like needles.
Hours, 59 minutes, 57 seconds.
We talked about 24.
In 22 hours, the Hartford Summit meeting will be over. China and the Soviet Union will go back home. Now, the president was on his way to this summit when his plane went down. He has a briefcase attached to his wrist. The tape recording inside has to reach Hartford in 22 hours.
What's on it?
You know anything about nuclear fusion?
All right.
It's the survival of the human race, Plissken. Something you don't give a shit about.
I'm going to inject you. I'll sting for a second or two.
That's it, Plissken.
Tell him.
Tell me what?
That idea you had about turning the Gulfire around 180 degrees and flying off to Canada.
What did you do to me, asshole?
My idea, Plissken. Something we've been fooling around with. Two microscopic capsules lodged in your arteries. They're already starting to dissolve. In 22 hours, the cores will completely dissolve. Inside the cores are a heat-sensing charge. Not a large explosive. About the size of a pinhead. Just big enough to open up both your arteries. I'd say you'd be dead in 10 or 15 seconds.
Come on now.
They're protected by the cores. 15 minutes before the last hour's up, we can neutralize the charge with X-rays.
We'll burn out the charges if you have the president.
What if I'm a little late?
No more Hartford Summit. And no more Snake Plissken.
When I get back, I'm going to kill you.
The Gulf Fire's waiting.
Suppose he's dead, Hauk. If I come back without him, you burn these things out?
Get them both back, Plissken.
Remember, once you're inside, you're on your own.
Oh, you mean I can't count on you?
No.
Good.
Are you picking up the target blip?
Right on course.
Plissken, what are you doing?
Playing with myself. I'm going in. Inside the World Trade Center on the 50th floor. Just like Leningrad, Hauk.
Is the glider intact?
Yeah, but taking off is for shit. I'll work it out.
You'll have to use the east stairwell. It's gonna take you a little while to get ground level. Call me when you get outside.
plane. Nobody else made it, Hauk. Wait a minute. I've got his pulse. Right up ahead, moving northwest.
You're Snake Plissken, ain't you?
What do you want?
Nothing. I thought you were dead. Hey, you don't want to walk around down there, Snake.
Hi, Chief. Nice night. Nice boots. Nice boots. Hey. Easy now, Chief. I'm walking.
I'm the president.
I knew when I got this thing, I'd be president.
Where'd you get it?
I woke up and there it was. It's like a miracle.
Oh, Jesus. It
may be just an impact on the mechanism itself.
Hulk.
I'm right here, Plissken.
You assholes are looking at it, but it's not the president.
Hail to the chief.
All right, get your machine ready. I'm coming out.
18 hours, Plissken.
Listen to me, Hulk. The president is dead. You got that? Somebody's had him for dinner.
Plissken, if you get back in that glider, I'll shoot you down. You climb out, I'll burn you off the wall.
You understand that, Plissken?
Little human compassion.
You a cop?
No.
You got a gun? You got a smoke?
Keep your hand over it.
It's all right if we're quiet. They won't hear us. Hey, this is a real one. You just get in?
What's going on out there?
Crazies. End of the month, they're out of food.
You live here?
Skulls? Are you kidding? I'm with the Turks now. I just got caught on the street after dark, and I'm stuck here all night.
Plane crashed 7 hours ago near 8th Avenue. Did you see it?
No.
Shit.
You're a cop.
I'm an asshole.
Hey, wait a minute. I know who you are. Yeah, but I heard you were dead.
I am.
Wow, Snake Plissken, all right. What you doing in here with a gun, Snake?
Looking for somebody.
Who?
The president.
Come on. You really here?
Somewhere.
Can you find him? You gonna take him out?
Mm-hmm.
Take me out with you, Snake.
Why?
I can think of lots of reasons why.
Buddy.
Bad neighborhood, Snake. You don't want to be walking from the Bowery to 42nd Street at night. I've been driving a cab here for 30 years, and I'm telling you, you don't walk around here at night. Yes, sir. It'll kill you, strip you in 10 seconds flat. Usually, I'm not down around here myself, but I wanted to catch that show. This stuff is like gold around here, you know. Hey, Snake, when'd you get in? I didn't even know they caught you. Oh, Snake Plissken in my cab? Wait till I tell Eddie. Hey, hang on, Snake. Hey, what were you doing back there, Snake?
Looking for somebody.
Well, why didn't you ask me? Hell, I know everybody in this town. Yes, sir. I've been driving this cab for 30 years. This very same cab.
I'm gonna ask you. Now, where's the president?
The Duke got him. Everybody knows the Duke's got him. Well, you don't have to put a gun to my head, I'll tell you.
Who's the Duke?
The Duke? The Duke of New York, eh, number one? The big man, that's who.
I want to meet this Duke.
You can't meet the Duke. Are you crazy? Nobody gets to meet the Duke. You meet him once and then you're dead.
On the street. Usually I don't leave her alone at all.
you're a special case, Snake.
It's okay, Snake. It's a better neighborhood. You can relax.
Thanks.
Boy, they got a great place here, like a fortress.
They?
Yeah. Who is it?
It's me.
Who's me?
Kirby.
What do you want?
Somebody wants to see Brain. It's important.
No way, Kirby.
No, it's Snake. Snake Plissken.
Your Plissken?
He wants to see Brain.
Why?
I want to meet the Duke.
Mr. Fabulous. The Duke loves him.
Who's that?
That's Maggie. Brain Squeeze. The Duke gave it a brain just to keep him happy.
See what I mean?
Heard you were dead.
Brain? Brain! I brought somebody to see you.
Harold Hellman. Snake?
Harold?
How you been, Harold? It's been a long time.
You never told me you knew Snake Plissken, Brain.
Isn't that great? Hey, Brain, I can use some gas and you can spare some.
I'm glad you remember me. Yeah. Man should remember his past. Kansas City, 4 years ago, you ran out on me. You left me sitting there.
You were late.
We were buddies, Harold. You, me, and Fresno Bob. You know what they did to Bob?
You want to see him sprayed all over that map, baby? Where's the president?
Swear to God, Snake, I don't know.
Don't fuck with me.
Why do you want to know?
I want him.
Working for the man now, huh?
And I'll just beat it out of your squeeze.
Mm-hmm. Maggie doesn't know exactly where he is, and unless you know exactly, precisely where he is, you'll never find him.
Listen, I'll take you out of here. Yeah. Jet glider just a couple of blocks down the street. And all you gotta do is get me to him.
No kidding? On the level? Hey, will you take me too?
We got a deal somewhere else.
No glider.
We've got the president. And the Duke's taking everybody out of here.
Never happened, baby. You see, I know something you and the Duke don't know. We've only got so long before Mr. President doesn't mean a whole lot.
You're lying.
Maybe he's not.
I know him. Look at his face. He's lying.
Right, Harold. I'm lying. So I might as well have some fun and keep looking by myself.
Brain!
Talk to him, baby.
Brain, you'll kill us both of
you. Brain, you gotta tell him!
All right, Harold!
You always were smart, Harold.
Just one thing right now. Don't call me Harold.
So you work for this Duke, huh?
Yeah. Make gas for him. Figure out things for him.
Like what?
Like how to get across the 69th Street Bridge. It's mined, but I know where they're planted.
We got a diagram from a guy that got all the way across.
before they shot the poor bastard.
Mm-hmm. We've got a crew up there now clearing away the first barricade.
Oh, what a sight, Snake. The whole camp rolling right across the bridge, and the president right out in front. Oh, that would have been so fine.
Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah, well, we're going with Snake now. Mr. Duke, I know the sound of his engines. Don't cross the Duke. Everybody knows that.
Catty, you slime. No way.
Out, I'm with you. He's gonna want my life. Shit, Brisket, I knew I should have.
We gotta get to the president now while he's busy.
Forget it. He's on the other side of town and we got no wheels. The deal is off.
Just calm down. They saw us. Turn left. Turn left here.
Brain, this is Broadway.
I know. The Duke will take 7th Avenue. Broadway's got 5 minutes.
No!
Yes!
Keep driving.
What's wrong with Broadway? Sweetheart.
Come on, Brad.
Thank you.
He's in the third car from the end by the last campfire. It's all right. He's got to go in the front way. It'll take him 5 minutes. If you're not back to the car in 4 minutes, you're on your own.
We get there, Harold. You just keep talking.
Wait inside. He's on his way here now.
He didn't say nothing to us about him.
Well, you can't expect him to tell everybody in the joint now, can you? That's why he's a duke.
Why don't we wait outside here for him?
Well, why don't we wait inside for him?
Because I got orders. That's why.
Well, what are your specific orders, by the way?
Specific orders, Brain, was for me not to let no one go inside.
How's the president holding up, by the way? Is any political discussions you've had with him?
That Brain is a real pain in the ass. He's always sniffing around like a dog.
Comes up with the gas. What are you looking at?
Are you from the outside?
Stop shaking.
I can't. Who are you?
Alex and me. We've got to move fast.
Move fast? You're goddamn right. I'll move fast.
Quiet. He had a gun on me, Duke. There was nothing I could do.
Who are you?
It's Nate Plissken, Duke. The man sent him in here. Something's going down. We need him.
Dead.
searchlights. Something strange going on down there.
We've got to go in now.
We hold.
You're countermanding my orders, Hulk.
This is my prison. I'll give the orders.
I override all that.
Just try.
This is surveillance for work to security control. Nothing on the infrared body detector. They can get a sweep. Surveillance 10. Building able to scan. Surveillance 5. Negative. Control. Doesn't look deserted. There's nothing moving anywhere. Still circling. This is surveillance for work to security control. Nothing on the infrared body scan.
Don't move, Snake.
I want that diagram, Brain.
It's at my place, Duke. Duke, that Pliskin said something about a time limit.
What time limit?
On him.
That's a lot of crap. What did I teach you?
You are Duke of New York. You're A number one.
I can't hear you.
You are the Duke of New York. You're A number one.
Give me the diagram.
Duke, don't kill Pliskin. We need him.
Get moving, Brain.
Thank you.
I still can't figure out whether that son of a bitch Pliskin was telling the truth or not. God, I hate that guy.
He got in somehow.
Yeah, but how? You gotta land the glider and take off. You can't do it in Central Park. There's too many trees, port authorities, too low to the ground. Unless it was someplace high up. World Trade Center, that's it. There we go, the World Trade Center. And it's going to be a hell of a lot easier for me to take off than it was for him to land.
Amnesty for all prisoners in New York City in exchange for president. 69th Street Bridge tomorrow, 12 noon. No bullshitter, he's dead.
Where's the tape?
Not here.
They're Pliskins.
So much for your man, Hulk.
Warm up the choppers, we're moving in.
Pliskin. Come on, get up.
They sent in their best man. And when we roll down the 69th Street Bridge tomorrow on our way to freedom, we're going to have their best man leading the way from the neck up.
Let's do it!
Where'd you get the hat?
Got it from Cabby.
Yeah?
Traded him.
For what?
What are you so nervous about?
You got to see the president.
Who says?
The Duke.
No, he doesn't.
Well, I'll have to tell him you said that.
Wait a minute. Why?
He's got something hidden in his clothing, and the Duke wants it.
What?
I'll show you.
You'll tell me.
Cyanide capsules. The Duke don't want a dead president.
Gentlemen. Mr. President.
Cyanide.
Yeah. He might try to take it tomorrow.
That's a bunch of bullshit. You're not supposed to be in here, Brain.
The World Trade Center.
I knew that son of a bitch was alive.
He's inside.
It's gone. Signal only lasts for 15 minutes. Download the choppers. We're in standby situation.
Anybody could have pushed that button.
Only Plissken knew there was a safety catch. I will give him a little more time just to make sure.
Mr. President.
Listen, Snake, I swear to God, I thought you were dead.
Yeah, you and everybody else.
That's your car in the lobby?
Eight keys.
Quick. Quick, diagram of the bridge. Yeah. Hey.
I'm the only one who knows how to read that, Snake.
Get out of my way, Harold.
Besides, you can't read and drive at the same time. You need us.
You shouldn't have double-crossed me again, Brain.
Come on, let's go. I saw the top.
The tape?
Gone. I don't know where.
I do. I swear to God, Snake, I know where it is. Just take us to the car. I'll take you right to it.
Car trouble?
Hi, Duke.
Deal of yours is over, Snake. You and Brain just say goodbye to each other.
Threes.
Where's the tape, Brain?
Tape.
Huh? What tape?
Where is it? Tape from the briefcase.
Oh, that tape. Here it is.
You tell your old Mary.
How do you know?
See.
The discovery of the tritium creates only 1/1,000,000th of the biological damage of iodine-1.
Here, give me that tape.
Not just yet.
Mind your head, Snake.
You think?
Stay left, and then jog right when I tell you.
You're pushing it too hard, Snake.
Okay, now!
Ah!
I said jog right!
You asshole.
Station 19. They spotted two cars on the 69th Street Bridge.
Is it Plissken?
Taxi cab and a Cadillac. The taxi hit a mine. There's four people on foot.
14 minutes.
Get a Jeep with a winch over there fast.
Cronenberg, get over to Station 19. They're coming across the bridge.
Thank you.
safe, Bliskin.
That's it.
Radio to head, Mr. President. They know the situation. They're waiting for your broadcast.
Yeah. Oh, it's all right. I want to thank you. Anything you want, you just name it.
Just a moment of your time.
3 minutes, sir.
Yes?
We did get you out. A lot of people died in the process. I just wondered how you felt about it.
Well, I want to thank them. This nation appreciates their sacrifice. I'm on the air in 2.5 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Kill me now, Snake?
I'm too tired. Maybe later.
I've got another deal for you. I want you to think it over while you're resting. I want to give you a job. We'd make one hell of a team, Snake.
The name's Pliskin.
Camera, Mr. President.
Good evening. Although I shall not be present at this historic summit meeting, I present this in the hope that our great nations may learn to live in peace.